Baskin.
We're back, and I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is Unfocus, episode 244.
Oh, and off to the side, we got Wags.
Wags is joining us today. You may not see him, but he is definitely there.
In spirit.
In more than spirit. Episode 244, this is Entei.
Entei, that's right, we're legendaries.
Legendaries. Entei is the volcano Pokemon.
Okay.
I was actually going to ask you guys if you could guess it, because I was like, oh, that's actually a little surprising.
That is actually surprising. That's cool. Right. And anyone live in stream right now, sorry for the sudden start of the show. I wasn't streaming until like right when I started recording the show right now.
It's like it just happened.
It did just happen.
All right.
Oh, man. Anyways, we're...
Focused weeks. Oh, wait. First off, we're live on twitch.tv /collision28.
That's right. Or we're on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe. Follow the channel. Put on those post notifications. All that shit.
When should we do this question thing? Should we do it after our weeks?
Question?
Yeah, the trivia questions.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we'll do it after Unfocus Week. Good idea.
Okay.
All right. Unfocus Week. Will.
All right. Will.
Wags, what you been doing?
I watched The Mandalorian.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no spoiler. Oh, the mic wasn't on.
Yeah, so I was like, uh-huh. So you did what?
I watched The Mandalorian. I finished it. Great show. I really recommend it.
Mm-hmm. I finished it, too. I really liked it.
You liked it, too?
I'm getting there. Oh, you liked it. Oh, shit.
I know. This fool's a fucking hater. He liked it, dude.
I thought the Disney Star Wars stuff was
I'm not a Disney Star Wars
fan. To be fair, The Mandalorian's the best thing they've done, since episode 3. So, I feel it. Go on.
It is really good.
Yo, Rogue One, what the fuck?
It was okay.
Anyway, continue.
What?
We're just not going to acknowledge that.
Okay.
Continue.
We can talk about this all day. Also, started catching up on Hero Academia. I took a break from it, and I'm watching it again. I just started season 3, so I'm pretty close to catching up. What else have I been watching? Game-wise. What have I been playing? A lot of Mario Wii U. You guys remember that one?
Wow.
Is that the two-player one?
Yeah, well, it's the four-player one.
Four-player, yeah. You're all on the same screen. That game fucking made me so mad.
It's insane. Me and my fiance have been arguing like crazy trying to
play that. Bro, that game is a fight starter for sure. Like, fuck that game.
Anyway, yeah, I've been wanting to play that solo just because it was pretty cool. But I wouldn't want to play it with somebody else.
No, dude, all it takes is one person to just miss one jump, and it fucks the whole thing up, and one of you dies, and then you're mad, you know?
Yeah.
You're
like...
yeah, you collide in midair, and the next thing you know, you both fall into your death. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they ported it to the Switch, too. I wish I had waited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a good video on YouTube with two people just fucking killing it on the tag team show.
I'm pretty sure there is. I'm pretty sure.
I want to see that.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, you know, me and my brother got a pretty solid Cuphead strategy going, like... Nice. We were pretty on point for a while. Like, we could, like, almost run through every level like that.
Damn. But I want to see that.
Anyway. Bosses, obviously, are different, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot harder. I played a little bit of it, but it was fun. It was like Mega Man.
All right.
And then we were almost done with it, actually. We just passed this, and now we're going back, and we're collecting all the star coins from each level.
Okay.
And she's already talking about the next game. She's like, let's play Yoshi's Crafted World. I'm like,
You also played Cuphead.
Play Cuphead. No, she'll hate that.
Nah, she'll get so mad. She'll get so mad, bro. I get mad as fuck at that game.
Break my controller, probably.
Yeah.
And then, not even her own.
I've been playing...
She takes his.
Yeah. Right.
I've been playing Final Fantasy VIII Remastered, but off and on.
Like, I love... 8's my favorite one.
It's my favorite one, too. But for some reason, I just can't sit and play it through. I don't know why.
It's a long game.
It is a long game.
There's a lot of traveling. You know, I realized, surprisingly, that game, there's a lot of walking, a lot of traveling to get around to places. It's more than, like, most Final Fantasy games, I feel like. And I'm like, damn, it kind of makes it feel more epic, but it also makes you not want to play it for more than 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I need a break.
I've invested a lot of hours in it already. Mostly what I've been doing is just leveling up and then leveling up my GFs and making monsters into cards. I'm like, I gotta get all the cards. For some reason, I'm like, I gotta get all the cards this time.
The cards are dope, bro. That's like a cool little sub game in that game. If anyone doesn't know, the Final Fantasy VIII game has a whole fucking sub card game going on, and you can battle almost every character you meet in that card game, even some villains. Well, fucking, you can challenge them and shit. Like,
The Witcher has some shit like that. Like, it has a cool card game in it that people always talk about. Like, you just go to one of the pubs in the game, and you can sit there all day just playing the one game. Actually, I got stuck doing that in Pokemon Soul Silver, going to the fucking slot machine area, and there's like a card game area there too.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It do.
Little Pokemon casino thing that they got going on?
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, back in the day, the Game Corner. Anyway.
So that's called
addiction. The Game Corner.
That's what it's called.
I don't know. I call it a good time.
Hey, he can stop whenever he wants to.
Yeah, okay, I can. Well. That's true.
All right.
That's all I've been doing.
All right. Unfocused week for me. I've been reading a lot of comics, kind of focusing on it. I've been reading this one manga about an ex-Yakuza guy who's now a stay-at-home father. He just does the cooking and shit. Like, you know, whenever something goes wrong, like, he fucking threatens people. It's pretty good. I like it a lot. My girlfriend got it for me. It's pretty funny. So I like that a lot. I've been reading this Doctor Strange Damnation. You probably can't see it too well. I think I've mentioned it in the past, but now I'm actually reading it. Basically, you know, Las Vegas disappears because of some crazy-ass demon shit. And Doctor Strange gets some power from Odin's World Tree and raises Vegas and everyone who died from the dead.
Holy fuck.
And raises it up. But it's been claimed by Mephisto. So now Vegas is part of Hell, even though he raised it back up, and Hell's spreading out from Vegas now. And so Doctor Strange, or more specifically Wong, gets the Midnight Suns together, like a new version of it. And for anyone who follows Unfocused or knows about Marvel Super Teams, my favorite team is fucking Midnight Suns.
Who's on the team now?
Man-Thing, Ghost Rider, Moon Knight, Iron Fist, Brother Voodoo, Wong, Elisa, Bloodstone, Blade, and Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider's back? Yeah. Whoa, that's a funky new costume.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the inverse of colors on the original Scarlet.
Yeah, it's Ben Reilly again.
He's alive?
Yeah, he's alive again.
What the
fuck? See, I've been reading that. Obviously, the Dawn of X shit is still taking up my time. Got this sweet-ass new book I've been waiting for, X-Men number 4. It's got Apocalypse wearing a suit.
Oh, shit. Fucking, I like boss.
Now, I was like, now you know we mean business. And, you know, Magneto's wearing an all-white suit, you know? Like, it's just pretty boss, you know?
That
like,
is.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's the main thing.
Is that Professor X with his VR helmet?
Yeah, with his VR helmet. They used to call it Cerebro, but, you know, it's like a VR helmet. Yeah.
Dude, that's what they gotta do. Those VR headset shit, people make all kinds of crazy stuff with them.
Oh, make someone a needs to make fucking one?
Cerebral, yeah. That's maybe smart, not true man. Cerebral, but you know.
Yeah, like it's designed like it.
Yeah.
Sick. Otherwise, I've been playing a lot of Soul Calibur. I've been pretty on top of it. What else? I think that's the main stuff I've been doing. Yeah, that's the main stuff. AJ, what you got?
Honestly, not much. I've been thinking about it this whole time right now. I haven't really done too much except Soul Calibur. Not only now, but also like on the usual Sundays. That's really it. I've been playing Sonic on and off. I forgot to talk about it in the past weeks, but I'll pick it up once in a while and play it. Like the Sonic Mania shit. And I'm slowly advancing through it. Actually, I think if I turn the game on right now, I might be like at a boss stage. You know what? I don't think I am. But you know what? I need to play it's more Pokemon, though. It's one thing I haven't done.
Yeah, I haven't heard you report on it too much lately.
Yeah, because I haven't touched it in a while either. But honestly, yeah, I haven't been doing anything. I haven't read anything either. So I've been just been busy last like week.
I had a question for you. What did you think of the new Stardust Highway level? Did you play the original Sonic CD?
CD, no.
Oh, okay. Then you
actually, I played a lot of it, but I never really passed it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how far. I got stuck at some level in Sonic CD. But, I mean, Sonic Mania, I just like everything about it. Some of the like later stages are kind of weird, though. They get really weird with all this teleporting stuff and all that. I'm not sure how I feel about a lot of that stuff. But sounds, it's still sounds fun like and
Sonic,
a good time.
Sounds a little bit like Sonic Adventure. I remember in Sonic Adventure 2, there was a teleporting aspect that confused the shit out of me. Because you'd be running at super speed and it would teleport you here. And now you gotta, like, be on top of whatever's happening here now. Is it like that, or how is it like?
Sonic CD had something like that, too.
It was. It's not randomly dropping me places, though, but, like,
not
it has a pattern to it, yeah. Like the last stage I was at, like, there's this, like, pool of, like, just glowing stuff, and you fall into it, and you'll end up, like, to somewhere else. And then you can go back into it, go back to where you were, and you want to go back into it. Like, no, I didn't want to. And I was getting into this weird thing where, like, you drop into it, and then you get stuck in those springs going in these circles, and it leads you back out of it. You're like, fuck, so now I got to know, like, I got to jump this thing so I don't get sprung back. Or I can't go that way because this thing will spring me back, and I'll end up exiting again. So
like some old-school Sonic shit.
Yeah, it was some shit like that. Like, it's fun, but it's just different, though. Like, I'm just not used to, like, being portalized here and there mid-stage. And some of these stages are super long, too. Like, I've been ending the stages, like, in the 9-minute mark. Holy, I was like, oh shit, like, I've been stuck in the stage for 9 minutes already. So,
you still die at 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, like, you still do, yeah. What's weird, too, was, like, after 9 minutes, I reached the boss. And I think the time reset on me, because, like, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to die in a minute if I don't kill him, like, right now. And then I ended up looking back at the clock after I was dead, and I was already, like, counting back down to a minute and something. I was like, When did the timer reset, or did I hit a checkpoint at some point? Like, I don't even know. But yeah, I've been trying to play it. I'm trying to finish it. Like, it's a game that I like when I'm bored and I'm looking for something to do that's kind of quick. I'll like, oh yeah, Sonic, let me play this shit. And then I'll get stuck and I'll just like give up. So yeah, I'm still trying to play that. But other than that, yeah, I haven't done too much.
All right.
I got a question for you. What do you think of the new costume for Scarlet Spider?
It's okay. I don't like that he's wearing the hood.
I don't like the hood either.
I like the hood being there, but I don't like him wearing the hood.
Yeah,
it sounds silly and ridiculous, but that, I don't like that.
It looks pretty weird.
I like the color format. I like that.
It's pretty cool.
It's going to take some getting used to for me.
He got the belt too, so I'm always cool with that. I always love when he has the belt and the wrist slings.
Oh yeah, I love those little gauntlet he wears.
Yeah, those are the shit to me. All right, so
then I just have an announcement real quick. January 20th, guys, don't forget, it's National Good Day Day.
You have to have a good day by Ice Cube's.
Yeah, because Ice Cube, remember the people tracked it down, figured out what day he was talking
about.
Oh
yeah, that's right.
And it happened, like everything lines up to being January 20th. So don't forget National Good Day Day, January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's in like 10 days, okay, guys? And then should we do the trivia card?
Yeah, hit it.
All right. So last week we asked questions. Two questions. One was, P.T. was a playable teaser for which canceled video game?
Band?
Oh, okay. You
want to answer? No. Got nothing.
It is Silent Hills. So they're trying to re-brack. Yeah, and there goes Diplomats right there saying Silent Hills. But yeah, Silent Hills was the game they were working on, and they wanted to bring it back in some way, but they didn't announce that they were coming back, but they put out this trailer or this demo game called P.T., which stood for a playable trailer or playable teaser. And once you've gone through it, at the end, it kind of announced itself to be Silent Hills or something. I forgot what happened at the end of it.
Oh, you had to beat it to see that it was Silent Hill. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But the actual game, of course, never came out. And then the whole thing, Fallout with Konami and Kojima and all that. So we ended up never getting that game. But that's that. The other question was, which I don't even know what this is, what group from the Elite Dangerous community is renowned for saving players who are stranded in deep space without fuel?
What are they even talking about?
I don't even know, right? The answer is the Fuel Rats. I have no clue.
I don't know what's going on.
I've never heard of Elite
no
Dangerous.
No idea what was going on right now.
And I never knew that someone was stranded in deep space without fuel. But that's your answers. If anyone knew that, kudos to you. And we'll have some new trivia questions thanks to this video game trivia game box that I got for Christmas.
All right.
We'll have a new question at the end of the show.
Okay, so before we get into the news and things like that, we're going to go into the spoiler music.
Oh,
briefly.
Shit, we are?
Briefly. Yeah, because we need to talk about...
We need to have a talk, guys.
Yeah, it's important. We're going to have a quick talk about Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker, which I'm sure Will will be very happy to kind of talk about. So don't forget, this is spoiler music.
So if you hear the music, we're on a topic that you probably don't want to hear about unless you've already seen what we're about to talk about, which is Star Wars. What is it?
Rise of Skywalker. You remember the name.
So if you hear the music, if you see the flashing red screen, we're on the topic.
All right. So, Will, what'd you think, man? Did you love it?
I did not love it, neither did I like it.
Oh, wow, okay. Not at all, huh?
No, I was really disappointed.
All right.
I actually left the theater...
What? No, you didn't.
No,
shut up.
I left the theater. It wasn't that bad.
I know. You walked out on this
shit. I saw episode one. No, it's not as bad as that.
I didn't leave in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
I left the end credits.
I was like, I know it's bad. It ain't that
very
bad.
Very sad. You know, we did this last year, and I think Danny was here. And we talked for like 2 hours about this.
Not last year. It was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Good. All right. But I was, yeah. No, I didn't like it. And I'm not going to lie. I cried. Because of how bad it was.
Wow.
You cried
because of how good it was?
No, how bad it was. I cried in the movie, and then on the way home, we were driving in the car, and I just started crying. She's like, what's wrong? She's like, they fucking killed Star Wars. And she's like, oh my God, William, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Low-key, you are tripping. It's not that bad. I was like, dude, Star Wars has been dead way before that.
Yeah.
I was like, don't try to act like that was the first time.
It's like, it was kind of twitching back to life with Mandalorian, and then... The mouse just came and fucking just stabbed it over and over again.
Nah, man, I don't think it's that bad at all. I mean, I definitely didn't like it. It's, I will put it as one of my lower rated Star Wars movies for sure. But I feel like the things that people don't talk about are the saving graces about it. One of the things that was dope about it is how she defeated
Mace Windu.
Darth Sidious at the end. When she reflected the lightning back at him. That's exactly the same way Mace Windu was able to counter him.
Yep.
And that's obviously the only way you would be able to beat that. And I got it. Because I'm like, she had two lightsabers. It's double reflecting. Like, I get it. So I like that part about it.
Some people were complaining about that part. Like, since when does a lightsaber reflect shit? You know?
What?
I've done it before.
I've also heard people say, like, why is a Jedi and a lightsaber so important? Why did it make it so important? They're just swords. Like, why are they making it so important?
Well,
like, it's a Jedi thing.
I agree with that. I feel like they made that Luke's lightsaber so important. I'm like, it didn't have to be. It's just a fucking lightsaber. If it breaks, you make another one. Like, that's it. Like, so I agree with that. I didn't like that too much. But I liked how she beat Palpatine. I'm like, because that made sense with the mythology of Star Wars.
I still get why he just kept, like, he learned his lesson the first time after getting electrocuted himself.
Well, he didn't
just keep going. I was like, ah.
Well, I mean, he still won, so. I'm sure he was like, oh, it's fine. Other thing I did like is when all the privateers came by to save them and you see all those fucking ships show up and that they're actually regular fucking people.
Yeah,
I was like, that was cool as fuck. I'm going to be sad here and tell you those are the two things I loved about the movie. Everything else, I was like, I don't know, man. I'll tell you the thing that I hated the most. Is when that ship was getting away and they were fighting over that ship with the Force.
I didn't like that part.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, bro.
And then she blew that shit up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
First off, I was like, we've never seen anyone be able to stop a spaceship that's taking off with the Force.
That's why it was so epic.
Not in the movie, but in the Expanded Universe, they do that shit all the time. They stop ships up there.
Well, I don't like a lot of the Expanded Universe either, so don't even get me into that.
Oh, shit. You just gave people a heart attack.
There's shit I like about the Expanded Universe, but there's shit about the Expanded Universe that's just as bad as the shit we've gotten in 7, 8, 9. Like, so I don't know.
I know, but as a whole, I think the Expanded Universe is much better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, they don't all connect to each other, so I wouldn't say that. Like, I mean, it's hard to say that. Like, there's better stories, for sure, but I mean, like, they don't all connect, so it's just as bad to me.
Cuckoo's in chat.
Because if you were talking about Expanded Universe, don't forget, Lucas wanted fucking Luke to go evil again. That's fucking retarded. That undoes all of Return of the only good parts of Return of the Jedi.
Wow, did Lucas name Luke because of Lucas?
Probably, yeah.
Holy shit.
That didn't even cross your mind?
No.
I mean, you don't have to know, but it never crossed your mind?
I never crossed my mind until right now when you said Luke, I was like, holy shit.
Named after him.
Damn.
That's why he has Skywalker Ranch. It's his ranch, you know?
I mean, that's fine. I get that, but like, anyways. Cuckoo's in chat, though, asking, what he says that you don't understand is, if Palpatine wanted to die, didn't he get what he wanted when Rey killed him?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing.
Does that mean the villains won?
No, he wanted to die, but, like, this is another problem with the movie fundamentally. Forget Star Wars. Fundamentally, as a movie, that Palpatine shit didn't make sense. Like, first off, they didn't really explain how he came back exactly. I understand he had followers, he had clones, I get that. But they didn't really explain, like, how he was able to survive through four or five, like, through all that time.
He's crazy old.
Yeah, he's really old, bro. Like, how'd he make it? And then, so that's one. Number two is, like,
who'd he fuck?
True.
Yeah, that there's that.
He was an old-ass man.
I think in the Legends, though, that he had his kids were clones of him.
Oh.
Like, or genetically engineered children.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Because I was just tripping. I was he was like an 80-year-old man. How did he get any?
Well, see, and that's my thing.
What's the Force?
They didn't explain a lot of shit. And then some things, they expected you to know the Legends to make it make sense. But you guys said Legends aren't real anymore, like a few years ago. So I'm like, you guys are like fucking cheating right now, like, and not in a way that it makes sense. Like, you guys are like just fucking throwing whatever you can
whatever
into the story. They just want Palpatine because they're like, oh, he's the overarching villain. Should have been Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis would have been great.
Should have been Plagueis. They talked about him in Episode 3. They like built it up.
Yeah,
you know?
I want to see what that was all about too, because I kept hearing his name as well.
I mean, if they brought him up and talked about him and went through the trouble of talking about his plan, I'm like, why not?
That would have been really nice.
Use him.
Honestly, the only thing that was upsetting to me about the whole thing, though, because I liked a lot of it. I had no beef with the overall story and all that. I thought everything was cool. Except that the second movie, I don't think was necessary to know to watch this movie.
Well, that's the burn.
The
like,
Last Jedi.
As you guys know, I'm one of the people that actually liked Last Jedi. Not all of it. It had some fuck-ups for sure. But I actually liked Last Jedi. And the first 15 minutes of this movie is spent explaining how Last Jedi doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'm like... Dude, like, that's not how Star Wars works. Just build off of what you have and do something with it. But they didn't do anything with it. Like, he's just like, no, actually, what I said the first time is what's going on. Like,
he's like, no, you don't. Yeah, your parents are nobody, but
actually, they're somebody.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Technically, they're nobody, but their parents are somebody.
That's so dumb.
That's kind of what it was.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So,
also,
I'm gonna give this one like 4 out of 10, bro. Maybe even 3.5 out of 10. I didn't like this one. The only thing worse than this one to me is episode
one.
Yeah, maybe episode one.
One was just hard to get through. It was just boring. It was so boring.
Yeah, so lame. I showed it to people again like a year ago because they're trying to watch all the Star Wars, and it was just hard for us to watch it. We were talking, we're doing other shit, and they're like, oh, wait, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't remember. I can't even tell them. I don't remember. It's so boring.
You had any other issues, Will? Because I want to hear what issues you had with the movie.
Okay. I liked the Emperor coming back, but I like, just seeing him there was cool. Same actor, like, he did great, but I didn't like how they just kind of threw his ass in there.
Yeah, it felt shoehorned.
Adam, exactly. Like, the beginning of the movie feels like it should have been the end of the second movie.
You know, actually, one of the things I forgot to bitch about, the title screen, the title crawl.
Oh!
That is the first time the title crawl was basically a whole movie.
The title crawl
was a whole fucking movie.
Like, oh, Palpatine's back. It's like, okay, how that happened? Yeah, we heard him over the radio waves.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
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 How? They never tell you.
What I wish they would have done, though, which I think I said last time, too, is that since, you know, what's her name, passed away.
Yeah.
Like, for reals. Oh. I wish they kind of just talked about that in the scroll and just started off with her not being in the movie.
Dude,
rather than try to work her in there. Because,
I agree.
Because her part in there, where she, like, force ghost herself into freaking, what's his name? Was just kind of weird. It just kind of happened suddenly, and then things just happen. You're like, okay, you got to kind of make up in your mind what happened in a way.
Yeah.
Because they don't really.
You have to write the story for them,
yeah,
or it doesn't make sense.
Because they don't really tell you straight out, like, exactly what happened and why it all happened. It's just what's her name? What's the chick's name with the big eyes? Glasses. She was just like, oh yeah, it's her time to go do this now. She knows what she has to do. It's like, well, tell us what she has to do.
How come we don't know what she has
to
do?
Exactly.
We should know.
So, like, that part was kind of weird to me. I was like, yeah, they're better off not putting Carrie Fisher, that's her name, not in it. Just telling us, like, yeah, something happened to her, like, in the scroll.
And I was saying, fundamentally, as a movie, like, forget Star Wars, just this movie being a bad movie is not explaining important plot details. And the fact that everything is a MacGuffin to get to another thing. Do you know what a MacGuffin is?
No, it's a MacGuffin.
MacGuffin is an item in the movie that everyone's after. The item that's driving the movie.
Oh.
Like, Indiana Jones is full of MacGuffins.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. It's the item that is everyone's after. And this one was full of items that they're looking for. It take them to another item they're looking for.
Yeah, it's like a quest, like a video game quest. Like, okay, side quest.
Yeah, a side quest should be a one space to a major story, then another side quest to another major story. Not side quest, major story.
Yeah.
That's fucking lame, so.
It was a big time killer.
Yeah, that was, that's true.
Time killer. I feel like that's what they were doing, just killing time.
Just whatever, to pad out the... There was so much in that movie that was
actually
happening. That's just,
A lot of that time-killing stuff, though, was more for the side characters, though, I feel. So I felt like they did that just to give, you know, Finn and what's his name?
Poe.
Yeah, Poe, like, some screen time to get to know them a little bit better.
And I will say I did like Rey, Finn, and Poe together. That's the first movie where they felt like the fucking Star Wars cast.
Really?
Since episode 6. Because, dude, 1, 2, 3, they don't feel like a Star Wars family.
Yeah.
They don't feel like a team. This was the first movie where I'm like, okay, they're bouncing off each other, they're arguing, they're talking. I'm like, this kind of feels like Star Wars a little bit, you know? And then weird shit just starts happening. You know?
Okay. I had the opposite feeling. Like, I was watching the three of them interact, and I was like, what are you guys doing? This doesn't feel natural. This doesn't feel right.
That felt natural. I see what you're saying, because there was no premise for it before.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
that's true.
We're best friends.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, there's a time skip, so I assume that they were closer.
Some shit happened. Yeah, I guess so.
But I know what you're saying, though, because like in the other Star Wars, in the original trilogy,
their feeling between each other is all built up. You know, you see them all arguing in the very first movie that they show up together in.
Yeah.
This one, they didn't even all meet until the end of this last movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem with Last Jedi. Like, they didn't all meet till the end. Like,
they're off doing their own things and...
Yeah.
Why does everyone have a separate story? That's so fucking weird, you know? It's very un-Star Wars. Anyway.
And that's just the whole, like, the whole issue with that, too, was that they changed directors for that second movie, and that's why things is kind of...
No, the director...
You can feel it now.
Oh, you mean switched from Abrams to Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And then back to Abrams, and now, okay, things got back in track. I feel like everything in the first movie makes sense now. Second movie just seems weird.
Yeah. The first movie makes more sense now, but the second movie makes less sense. And then you're like, yeah. And that's the one before. And they're like, dude, no.
And it's because they changed directors there. That's why.
You're right.
So that's another thing, too, I feel like they messed up on. Overall, though, like, I'm happy with it. I'm not...
Really?
Yeah, I'm not completely like, I hate this movie or anything like that. Because, honestly, I'm not so deep into the lore like you guys are.
I don't think you have to be. I think as long as you're... If you're a movie fan and you realize they didn't explain anything, that's not okay.
Okay, yeah, this part. I'm not going to say it's the best movie. Yeah. But I'm not, like, completely, like shut out. Like, this is the worst thing ever.
It was entertaining.
It was good,
it was entertaining. I mean, I watched the whole way through. I didn't fall asleep. I'm like, okay, it's entertaining.
One thing I liked that they did, though, was they light speed again through something. I forgot, like, right in the beginning. I forgot what it was.
Like, light speed hopping?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't hate that, but I was like, the fact that you guys did that in Force Awakens was supposed to be a special thing. Like, no one's done that. That was one of the few things I liked about Force Awakens. When they fucking light speeded through the atmosphere, I'm like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that. And then, like, now they're hopping, like, okay.
Overdoing.
Okay.
Yeah, like, maybe it was a bit overdid, for sure.
The one thing I liked about Force Awakens.
But it was cool
Awakens,
to see that again, though.
It was cool to see it, but, yeah, a little overdone. Anyway, I think last words, Will. You want to give us the last word?
Any last thoughts about how you felt about it? Anything else you hated?
I love that C-3PO got airtime, more exposure.
Yeah.
He felt important this time.
He's my favorite character since I was a kid. And I'm glad that he got more of that exposure. I was super bummed out when they erased his memory.
Oh.
But then I was mad when they restored it. I was like, what the fuck? How do you commit to something like that and do that to me? And then you're like, oh, he's back.
Yeah, that was dumb. I didn't like that.
You know what I think I noticed too? So in the previous trilogies, at some point, someone loses an arm, right?
Yeah.
Did anyone lose an arm in this trilogy?
I don't think so.
Holy shit, did no one lose an arm?
I mean, C-3PO had like a red arm.
I was
going to
say that.
There's that.
C-3PO did.
You know,
other than that, on camera.
I think when he pulled the lightsaber from Snoke, I think he got his arm and his torso chopped off.
Well, like the whole thing got chopped off, I think.
So
but
Snoke.
That's still... Yeah, Snoke's the only one, though. Otherwise, not. No one else...
I guess
did no one else get their arm chopped off?
I don't think so.
So no arm chopping.
Carry that out. You know what made me really mad, though? Is that scene where C-3PO's like looking at everyone and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at my friends one last time. I'm like, those motherfuckers aren't your friends.
I'm like, you don't know them.
It's like,
who are they?
Luke and Leia and Han are your friends. They're dead. How could you?
Well, he needs new friends now, dude.
Come on. I end it on a happy note? The one thing that did almost make me tear up is when Kylo Ren was trying to say something to Han and he stopped him and said, I know. And I was like, all right, 1 point, new Star Wars, 1 point, because I almost teared up right there. I was like, okay, I'll take that. That was cool.
You know, I wasn't sad when I thought Chewie was dead.
No, because I was like, he's not dead. That's what I was thinking the whole time, like, he's not fucking dead. I'm like, you wouldn't kill him off, like, without us seeing it, like, no fucking way.
They did that to Admiral Akbar. They just fucking threw his ass into space and you...
No, but we saw it happen. Yeah. I was like, there's no way you fucking killed Chewie and we didn't see it happen. No fucking way. I was like, I didn't believe it. And then when they showed him there, I was like, knew it. When he walked up, I was like, I knew it.
And then Cuckoo's in chat, speaking of Chewie, says, Chewie had a more emotional response to Leia's death than he did to Han's.
Yeah, what the fuck, right? He was so mad about Leia. Like, why wasn't he mad about Han? Like, he looked just a little sad about
Han's a jerk sometimes, you know?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, I bet you was like, yeah, you know, you kind of had it coming.
He's kind of a dick. Yeah. I mean, like, that's cool.
Maybe that's what he's thinking, you know?
Like, I knew Carrie Fisher was dead already. I knew she was going to die in this movie, but I still took it really hard when I saw them cover her up. And when I saw Chewie freaking out, I'm like, fuck. I was like, all three of them are dead now.
Yeah.
They're all gone. I was like, fucking Disney did it. They killed old Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's true. Chewie's still out there.
Yeah, and anyway. So is R2-D2 and C-3PO, so.
I'm also a little offended they didn't kill Chewie, because I always feel like Chewie's always left out. I mean, I like they gave him his medal. Yeah. That was
Lando's
cool.
Alive, that's right. And yeah, you met Lando, so, you know.
Yeah, but...
I did like that Lando said that I got a bad feeling about this. I was like, he sounded right saying it, you know what I mean? Like,
I wish
like
he
that.
Had more of a role in this movie. I wish he did. I really wish he did.
Yeah, his cameo was nice, but he should have got more.
Do you think he's going to keep the Millennium Falcon now?
I would assume.
He's like, this shit's mine.
I would assume it's his. Like, yeah. I wish they would have made it clear that he's keeping it. That would have been tight.
Yeah, I would see a series with Chewie and Lando. That would be kind of nice.
Well, apparently they're trying to hint towards a spinoff with him, that girl, and Chewie. The black girl at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because supposedly she's might be his kid.
I'm really surprised she wasn't like, I love you, Finn, like, at the end of the movie.
I'm glad they didn't fucking do that. I don't think he's that handsome, is he? Like,
that was the other weird thing I felt about, like, the one thing I didn't like about the movie, too, was the kiss with fucking Ren, Kylo Ren. And
yeah, why'd they kiss?
And Rey.
I was like, why?
Yeah, it's like, in a way, I kind of see it because they had some type of connection the whole time.
But a kiss? Like, y'all didn't even fucking go on a date. Like, I know, right? Like, I'm like, why would you like him?
Like, you guys, every time you meet each other, you guys are fighting.
And he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah,
like,
right?
He's kind of a dick. Like, I don't get it either. I was like,
saved their life, though. I mean, wouldn't you be thankful?
Kiss somebody as a thank you. I'd say thank you and maybe a handshake or a hug. Like, you know?
But yeah, maybe that.
I don't kiss anybody who says, I don't know, it's weird.
Oh, yeah, I guess you've never been in that situation yet, too.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not going to argue that. All right, that being said, let's jump into...
To appease shippers is what Cuckoo said. Right. But then he died right after, so now I was
Cuckoo's
cool with
your
it.
Fool.
But I was cool with it after he died.
I think that was her taking the rest of his life force away with that kiss.
Damn. Without even knowing it.
She's a man eater. All right, let's get into the main part of the show.
No final words with it?
No, we're good.
All right, we're good.
I think we've said enough.
All right.
We didn't love it.
We didn't love it.
All right. That was our spoilers. We're done with the spoilers. And I guess now we're going to go into some news.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
The news.
What? Let's get it.
T has left the building.
No, I haven't.
All right. Who wants to start it off? Me? You?
Me?
Me? Okay. Dude. I don't got a lot. I just realized.
All right.
But,
no, I'll start off. Okay. So, first off, I have a video I queued up there for you.
Oh, so you want this video now?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
New Mutants. So, let me give a little backstory on this before we play. I guess you can play it as I'm talking about it, just mute it or something. New Mutants is a movie that was first given its trailer a couple years ago by Fox.
Yes.
This is about the young mutants that were introduced in the 80s from the X-Men comics, and they've spun it as a horror movie. This movie was notorious for not only not coming out when it was supposed to, but for having a number of reshoots and redos and changing the story. And supposedly at one point they added a new character.
I thought there was a new director for it too and stuff too, no?
Yeah, a whole bunch of things were going on
with
that.
Yeah, a lot of switches going on with it.
But now, you know, Disney and Marvel are involved with this. And guess what? They're keeping the original fucking cut.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they're not going to use any of those reshoots. They're like, dude, this fucks the movie up. They went out of their way to say, this fucks the movie up. We want the original vision of the director. We're putting out what they first shot and first made.
Okay, wow.
So they're putting it out. The only thing they've edited and taken out is any references to the X-Men movies.
Okay.
So if there's any talks of Wolverine, I guess there might have been talks of Wolverine or Storm or whoever in the past, and they just took that out.
Okay.
But other than that, it's the exact movie we were supposed to get.
April 3rd, okay.
Yeah, a real release date. It's really coming. And you know what? This trailer looks 100 times better than the first trailer. It actually looks like there's a story. There's a cohesive situation going on. There's a reason for them to be scared. So it looks good. I'm pretty happy about this.
So now that Marvel's taking this over, do you think this is part of the MCU now?
I don't think so. I would like it to be like a good springboard, or maybe they can like use them in the future. But I'm just going to be logical, and I don't think so. I don't think this is going to...
They can't do that, dude.
Why not?
They can't like show us this movie with mutants in it and not have it be part of the MCU.
I could see them doing it. It's technically just a regular Fox release that was already in production. They're just putting it out, you know? They didn't make it. All they did was make the cuts to the original X-Men shit. Now, to be fair, AJ, to kind of push what you're saying, I can see this movie having an in-credit scene.
Yeah.
With MCU connections. But okay. I don't think the movie itself will have any Marvel connections.
I'm fine with it being like its own movie and like its own little realm for a bit, but then it somehow connects to, okay, yeah, this is part of the MCU now, and this is how, like, at the end of some way, like... Like, I feel like, because it says New Mutants, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to show us some mutants and shit. So maybe these are some people that they found. Maybe they could say after the snap. I don't know. And they have them all locked up in this fucking...
You could definitely say that. It's not an impossibility. I just don't think they'll do it, but it's not an impossibility. Oh, I would be down if they did. I'm down with that. I
believe after all that, taking the movie off and then making us wait, it's the same movie. All that wasted money.
Yeah, well, it's because they consider... Fox to be stupid about all that shit. They're like, why did you do all those reshoots? The movie was fine. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are just fucking trying to make it more and more and more and more. And like, dude, just leave it how it is sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, one of the characters in there is a magician. Could use magic to connect to MCU somehow. And also, Cuckoo says, maybe a part of a multiverse?
Yeah, that's a good possibility. Maybe they're from a different universe altogether. Or maybe they're just in hiding. You know, it could be that too. Magic is a magic user, but I don't know if they're going to, like, really go that way with her. I guess we'll just have to see. But, yeah, so it is happening. New Mutants is really coming out. April. Keep your eyes open, guys. AJ?
That's April, and then Black Widow comes out in May, right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So if there is a connection, that'll be the time for them to spring it on us, huh?
And then, you know, and then there is some, like, you're saying the theory that maybe we have a mutant in Black Widow.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some connection there, too. I don't know. I'm starting to put things together.
Could be. Maybe Greg has a connection to
it. Maybe Greg's a mutant.
All right. You want me to go with another one?
No, I got one real quick. So, Avatar, The Last Airbender, not the blue people. the Netflix series is going to start production next month in February.
Fucking finally. And it started production.
And they haven't like filmed anything exactly yet. And actually, up until recently, we don't know. Actually, we still don't know what actors they've casted yet. There's been one guy that supposedly is casted as Jet. And did you know...
That's all we know is a Jet casting?
And that is probably not even a Jet casting. It may not even be Jet. It may be some other random character. We don't know. But what's funny is that one character who supposedly might be Jet was Jet in the stupid movie. The Last Airbender movie.
Wow.
Do you remember a Jet in that movie?
I didn't even see the whole thing, so I don't know. I don't remember seeing Jet as far as I watched it.
There wasn't really a Jet. Oh, okay. I was thinking about it, too. I'm like, I don't remember no Jet in the stupid movie.
They probably casted one and didn't use any of the scenes of him.
No, they did. He was in the movie. This kid was in the movie. He was just never really called Jet. But the scene that happened, remember in I think it was book 3, Iroh and Zuko were on the ship going into, that's the second book, actually, going into Ba Sing Se, and Jet met them there. And they sat down on the boat talking about each other's stories and shit. They had kind of had that scene happen in the movie. And that's where the little kid that came in to say, oh, so how'd you get your scar? He was Jet, supposedly.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Very interesting.
Anyways, that's weird. He tweeted something saying that he wants to, like, redeem himself.
Oh, that's why he's excited to be a part of Avatar now.
So that's why people are saying that he's probably Jet in the new series and stuff like that.
Or maybe he's someone more badass like Zuko or something.
Maybe, I don't know. He doesn't really look like a Zuko to me. Actually.
To me, Jet and Zuko look very similar.
You know what? That's kind of true.
Yeah. All right, pretty dope.
Production for the show, though, and then hopefully, like, within the next couple of weeks or so, we might be hearing leaks about who the actual actors are. Hopefully see some of that. But if the production is starting, like, in February, that means we may not get this show until late this year or early next year.
Okay.
So that's another thing to keep in mind with this announcement, too.
Damn. All right. Other news. So, apparently a Gollum video game is being developed.
A what kind of game?
Gollum, as in Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Oh.
I love Gollum.
That was scary.
I know.
Daedalic Entertainment is basically making a game called The Lord of the Rings : Gollum. And it's going to be a stealth, sneaky game.
Oh, I'm so down for that.
Yeah. It's supposed to cover the years of him having the ring and, like, him getting around. And it'll include a lot of different locations throughout Middle Earth. Various moments. Like, little moments. He'll probably be sneaking around Mordor and, you know, the Shire. All kinds of shit.
As far as I know, while he had the ring, he just hung out in that cave.
Yeah, that's as far as we know, right? Oh, but we don't really know. Like, he was there for a long time.
So, you know, maybe some things happened. Maybe someone stole the ring. He got it back. You know, all kinds of things. You know, who knows what happened.
That's awesome. You could be Golem.
Yeah, it's a whole game about Golem. And you'll be sneaking around using stealthiness, maybe putting the ring on here and there, going invisible. I don't know.
That's pretty cool, actually. That sounds fun.
Yeah, there's no detail.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. But I don't know. What? That sounds pretty cool.
I thought you ended up watching it one day.
It's sitting right there.
I slept on it once.
You're slipping.
And that was the only time I've ever seen it.
Well, Golem, guys.
Fell asleep.
It's real. Other news real quick. So apparently, Porsche has designed a spaceship for Star Wars. And
Porsche,
Yeah, Porsche has designed a spaceship. And this spaceship was kind of modeled off of a model that they have recently released not too long ago. This is something that they are very proud of and are going out of their way to say that it will definitely appear in a future Star Wars project. And it's kind of a cool looking spaceship, but just a little history people didn't know. They also designed the Tri-Wing and the S-91X Pegasus Strader, which are some ships that were used in, I believe, Force Awakens.
Oh, wow.
So Porsche has some history of like working with Star Wars and stuff like that.
Good job, Porsche. That looks nice.
Yeah, this is their new ship. And it looks dope. And they said it will appear in one of the future Star Wars projects. We don't know if that's Mandalorian Season 2 or Obi-Wan or what, but they said it will appear. That's and cool. I think it looks pretty dope. I'm like, I think it's
that
cool.
That's pretty dope, yeah.
That car companies are interested in designing fucking spaceships, which is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Depends on the company, but for Porsche, it sounds weird because I'd never heard of them doing stuff outside of cars, really.
Right.
Although I'm not really too much of a car person, so I can't say for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I expected something like Tesla to come up with some shit like that, though.
Me too.
Because Tesla's a space shit. But, anyways, that's crazy.
Tesla, take some notes.
For reals, right? Other shit that I got. So CES is happening right now, the Consumer Electronics Show. And speaking of cars, just throw it out there too. Sony came out with a car.
What?
Really?
Sony, yeah. The company that does movies and video games like the PlayStation came out with a car concept. No, there's no real talk about it going into production for some of that, but it had a concept for some reason. It has this huge like widescreen dashboard and shit like that too, I heard. Just want to throw that out there really quick, talking about cars. But also at CES, a lot of shit's coming out. One of the most interesting stories that I've seen in regards to like gaming and stuff is that Alienware has put out, or they're kind of have this concept right now, of this handheld PC, in a way, that looks exactly like a Switch and works exactly like a Switch. So it has a big screen in the middle, and it has the controllers on the side, and they can slide off, and it becomes a controller too. So you can put the screen like on the table somewhere and play from afar.
What?
And I'm pretty sure it has some type of connection that you can plug it into your TV and all that. It also just runs up Windows straight up too.
Hmm.
So it's like it's pretty much a little handheld computer that you can play your PC games on, like your Steam libraries and stuff like that. I'm not sure there's any word about this coming out anytime soon, but I thought it was interesting that they are somehow bypassed some of Nintendo's patents to make this, or maybe they went ahead and bought into the patents. I don't know what's going on with this.
I'm just glad they're doing it, because Nintendo be bitch asses about shit like that. And I'm still mad we don't have Earthbound 3.
Even the button placement is exactly like the Switch.
In a way,
they didn't even try to move it.
Yeah, they actually have like the actual D-pad though, which is cool. So I guess they're not going with the button scheme they have on the Switch, where like you can use the two halves to become two different controllers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're not going with that method at all.
That's how you avoid the patent.
Like, maybe. That's true, right?
Change the D-pad.
But you're right, though. A lot of the buttons and the joysticks are, like, in the same spots, though. What I like about this, though, is that it's wider, though. So it has a little more grip to it. So that's
pretty
cool.
It's more angular, yeah.
Yeah, more angles to it. True. So if this thing's an actual real thing that comes out soon, because Consumer Electronics still has a bunch of, like, prototype shit that never really makes it to market. So hopefully this is one of them.
Never makes it to the market.
And yeah, because there's always weird shit that come out at CES that you just never see. But you'll see some type of like part of it like implemented in some other device that the company comes out with in the future. So hopefully this is something. Right. Also, it's Alienware, which Alienware shit's always expensive because they make actual desktop computers. It's actually a division.
And laptops.
Yeah, it's actually a division of Dell computers, and it's just focused more on like PC gamers. So, which is another cool thing about this, but that also means it's gonna come with a high price tag too, which is I'm afraid of.
Okay.
But hopefully it's a real thing, and hopefully it comes out soon, because that'd be cool.
Would you buy it?
I'd be down if it's affordable. I'll be down.
If it's affordable.
Yeah, if it's affordable, I'm talking like a couple hundred bucks, like $400 max, like a console, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go any further than that.
All right, my last piece of news, and I say we jump into a little bit of music of the week.
So,
Monopoly. You guys have all played Monopoly before, right?
Never.
Never. You know, it's this one little board game. It's kind of like...
I did not play that game for like 2 years straight with you guys.
Classic old school American game, you know?
It's actually famous for being one of the longest games to ever play in general. Because, you know, the matches can last for hours or sometimes even days.
Actually, we might have talked about this on Unfocus way back in the day. But there is these two guys that played for months.
Literally months?
Literally months. Like... at least like a month and a half or something. They played for weeks for sure. One game of Monopoly.
Wow, I'd be so fucking mad.
And it tied at the end. No, I was kidding. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Don't tell me that. That'd be really pissed then.
That's how D&D goes sometimes. You go for months.
True.
Oh, God.
That's true.
All right. Well, so anyway, a brand new version of Monopoly has been made. It's called Monopoly, the longest game ever.
Wow.
Oh, and there's two more.
So this is Monopoly doubled up on you.
That is dope.
And, I thought you would like this, AJ. It's only $20. It'll take up a lot of your life if you want to play it more than once.
So for people that are like listening to the show, not watching this, so it's, you know, Monopoly has a ring. It just goes in a circle, right? This one goes into like a half circle, and then kind of U-turns, and then there's an inner circle, and then it goes around the other way. And then it connects back to the actual circuit on the outside and comes back around.
So, yeah, you get almost more than double Monopoly play, basically. And this game...
there's two go-to-jail spots.
Damn. Yep, there's that, too. On top of that, so this game doesn't end. Here's the rules. The game doesn't end until someone owns every single fucking property.
That's not possible.
In this version. Apparently, it's possible.
I think it is, actually.
And they said there are three versions of each property.
Yeah.
And you got to take each one. On top of that, also, besides having every property, if you want to get a consistent, like, definite win, the winner also has to own 16 streets, 4 railroads, and 2 utilities. Fuck this game, bro. I'm not playing this shit.
True Monopoly.
That's fucking absurd, bro. I like Monopoly. It's fun. This is way too fucking much, dude.
According to this little headline right here, it says Amazon exclusive.
Yeah, you can only buy this on Amazon for the next couple weeks, I guess. But I'm sure eventually it'll hit the stores. Something as a nice little counter to this.
It won't hit the stores if it's an Amazon exclusive.
For now, right? Or is it like permanently an Amazon exclusive?
Yeah, it might be. It might be only something that you can only buy on Amazon.
Damn, there you go, guys. Amazon only.
That's what it means to be exclusive. That's crazy.
Do you think there's people that collect just like every version of Monopoly?
No, there are people that collect
Monopoly. I'm pretty sure there is.
Monopoly, yeah.
This is way too many.
People collect anything.
What's he doing to that turtle?
That's what she said.
Hey, man, let's focus on the show. Hasbro.
Damn, he's sleeping on the turtle because it's a long, slow game.
Damn, Sonny fell asleep.
Yeah, dude. Poor guy.
Okay, so Hasbro.
And he's old, he knows.
As a nice contrast to this, Hasbro also announced Monopoly Speed, the fastest version of Monopoly ever created. And in this version, the full game can be played in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
It consists of 4 rounds where players race a timer to buy, trade, and sell properties at record speed.
It's fucking stock market or some shit.
Yeah, basically. Like, 1, 2, 3.
And then someone with the bell at the end. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, it's over. Bets are closed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, keep your eyes open for that if you guys want to play it. I mean, I wouldn't fuck with it, but, you know, it's a little too much for me. But yeah, all right, with that said.
I don't have that much time to fuck with it.
Fuck no, dude.
You know what we never played that I was really excited for? Risk Legacy.
Still down to fucking do that, dude.
Me too.
I just need another group who's, like, dedicated to, like, meeting up, like, at least once a month to play.
All right, so speaking of dedicated groups, I got to bring up something serious with you. I've already prefaced AJ about it. My girlfriend's brother has experience playing this game, and he's willing to help us defeat Mario Strikers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And guess what? He didn't beat the game, but he's beaten Diddy Kong.
Damn.
So he's gotten further than we ever have.
Yeah.
He said he's willing to join us so we can beat it.
You know Petey Piranha's the next one after Diddy Kong?
He said Petey Piranha's the real bitch.
Oh, shit.
That's what the brother said. He's like, Diddy Kong's annoying for sure. He's like, Petey Piranha's the real bitch. That's what he said.
What's his power?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Oh, fuck. He didn't even tell me.
But he said, like, Petey Piranha is a problem. That's what he never beat. You know? And he's like, he's beaten Diddy Kong before, he said.
But Diddy Kong takes players out of the game. How do you beat that kind of power?
I don't want to know what Piranha does. But he does some other shit.
I don't want to know what sacrifices
have to be made.
Like, that he had to do to fucking beat Diddy Kong. But right. If he has a power now,
Yeah.
Use it to our advantage.
share it with us.
All right. With that being said, let's jump into Music of the Week.
Yeah, I was all set up for that in a second, but now I am.
Music power.
So yeah, this is part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir.
And we got three tracks this week just because we got a third dude here, hosting, co-host, person, guest.
Third dude here. Man, mine's is
I was going to say third guest. I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Mine is by a group called Roots Radic, and the song is called Dangerous Match 1.
Dangerous Match 1. All right, my track, which I could not find like on like Spotify or any shit like that, but like I was saying, like a couple of weeks ago, I was at round one playing Re-Rave, mm-hmm. and there's this one track in there that I like playing, and it's called it's by what's it called again? It's called Coming Out by Playmakers, featuring Robin.
And Will?
So that's my track.
Mine, I heard at work, the teacher that was teaching the training class was playing it, and it's Frederick Oddloop. Frederick, I think, is the name of the artist.
Okay.
And the song is named Oddloop. Maybe all you right. might have heard it, because you're into that to J-Rock and J-Pop and all that stuff.
Okay. All right, guys, we'll be back after this break.
Keep them inside my heart. I'll save that illusion a little. playing us. All cool.
Right, guys, that was Music of the Week. First song was Roots Radic, Dangerous Match 9. Second song was Playmaker, Coming Out. And the last song that we just heard was Frederick, was artist Frederick, and the song is called Odd Loop.
I was just saying right now, this sounds like a freaking anime opening or something. And right after I said that, Cuckoo's in chat posted. I closed my eyes, and it's almost like having an anime played in front of me. He actually said that right now.
It does feel like an anime opening, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, that was our Music of the Week. And don't forget, guys, we kind of have like a Spotify playlist where some of this music is going on there. And I'm slowly trying to go back into older episodes and trying to add every Music of the Week song we've had onto that playlist.
Need the book, use it, brother.
I'll get to it. I'm kind of like busy at time, but like I was going back recently. I think it was because, no, I don't remember. No, only because I remember. Oh, yeah, this song. I remember I did it for Music of the Week, so I would add it to the playlist. I'll post a link for it at some point, and I'll make it an easier link someday. But if you go back to our Twitter tweets, there's a link there somewhere.
Okay. With that being said, don't forget, guys, Twitter, AdamFocus28.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Instagram, AdamFocusPodcast. Follow, like, subscribe, all that. We're also on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, give us some ratings there too.
Five stars.
And then if you have any questions or things that you want to send us about the podcast or just things you want us to go over, focuspodcast@gmail.com. Email us.
Collision28.com for just everything. And that might be where I put a link for the playlist in the future if I ever remember and I'm bored enough to start messing with the website again.
Mm-hmm. All right. That
said.
That being said.
Okay! This is the news.
The news. I love how I ended the game.
Little John, right. Always ready, man.
Real quick, okay. So, new TV series has been announced for the future coming HBO Max. If anyone doesn't know, HBO Max is their future for what they're going to do. There's not going to be HBO Go. The rumor is they're getting rid of the DC streaming service, and HBO Max will include everything. And there's a couple shows they're working on. The one most recent thing we heard was the Green Lantern. They're going to be doing a TV show for Green Lantern on HBO Max.
Cool.
But the one just announced this week, Blue Beetle. Another DC superhero.
Oh, shit. The big bag Beetleborgs?
No, I'm just kidding. Basically, he's the originator from them.
Oh, yeah?
They will be doing Jaime Reyes' Blue Beetle, the alien one.
Oh, Jaime.
Not the old school Blue Beetle where he just like superhero guy, you know? This one's the alien's Blue Beetle. And yeah, he's going to have a whole series based off of him. Hopefully it connects to the Green Lantern show and shares a universe. And
yes, DC.
And hopefully those connect to the Doom Patrol and Titans shows.
Yes,
their
DC.
Their universes are the shit. Doom Patrol and Titans has a great universe. So like, if these all connect to that, I'd be happy. But yeah, you know, that's a new thing coming. HBO Max, there's no release date on it, but I'm guessing we're talking about 2022 because I think Green Lantern is set for 2021.
Hmm. Hopefully at the same year, like just at different points, but I guess we'll see.
AJ?
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about that new peripheral that connects to the bottom of a PS4 controller to give you that extra paddles on the bottom that you can kind of map to whatever buttons you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that might be their way of beta testing the PS5 controller.
Oh, shit.
Because supposedly there was a leak just a couple weeks ago or something where right after that thing came out that the PS5 controller, it will have some paddles on the bottom of it. So you'll have some extra buttons. So we're getting more buttons on our controllers.
Okay.
So that was interesting. Sony taking notes from the Xbox Elite controller. I know, right? That's what I was saying last time, too.
All right. My turn?
Yeah.
Some news? Okay. You guys ready for some... Or you know, I'll give you one little piece of news, and I'll give you a big piece of news.
Oh, okay.
Big one's massive.
Call this Biggie Smalls.
Real quick, Lizzie McGuire. We'll start with this one first. Lizzie McGuire... If anyone knows, last week we talked about how there was a little trailer for Disney Plus and all the new things coming back. And the last thing on the end of the trailer was Lizzie McGuire sticking her head in someone's window saying, "Hey, I'm back." And so, you know, everyone was fucking... And that's what people were talking about. Not Mandalorian Season 2, not fucking Falcon Winter Soldier. Everyone was talking about this shit.
That's
so
funny.
Lizzie McGuire was on fire last week. Apparently, the show has started from creation. They've already got two episodes done. But the showrunner has left.
Whoa.
After two episodes.
Wow.
We don't know what the details are or why that's happening. If it's because of, you know,
creative differences.
Is it creative differences? Is it cast stuff?
They don't give a fuck no more.
Oh, you know, maybe they don't give a fuck no more. It could be that. You know, maybe he don't like Lizzie. I don't know. But all we know is that he left the show. So
got in a fight with somebody.
Probably.
I'm mafia. Assuming
that's minimum if you're going to leave a show.
Alien abduction.
A gang of money. True. And, you know, it's Disney Plus. So, like, you know, they have a lot of things going on with their streaming service right now, so I'm sure a lot of things can get
maybe
lost.
They tell him this has to be part of the MCU. He's like, you know what? I can't do that.
No, you gotta work in a Thanos scene, you know? Like, and then he's like,
gotta mention something about the Infinity Gems.
Damn, Lizzie McGuire, the next Avenger. But, you know, fans have a sentimental attachment to Lizzie McGuire and high expectations for the new series. This is said by the creator of the show, the previous showrunner now. He said, I'm sorry, a Disney spokesperson. He said, after filming two episodes, we concluded that we need to move in a different creative direction and are putting a new lens on the show. Yeah, so AJ, you're right. Creative differences.
Bam.
Apparently, they didn't like how he wanted to run the show. You know, I'm guessing. That's just my guess.
What kind of show is this going to be? Like, I've seen like a Lizzie McGuire episode once or twice, maybe.
I thought it was just a high school drama thing. Like, yeah, I've seen a couple episodes too, and I feel like it was just like a high school drama thing. So I don't know how much further this can go.
So is she gonna have kids with high school drama now or something?
I don't know, bro. But people are pretty hyped for it. I mean, I don't know. I guess there's a story there, according to some people. So yeah. Lizzie McGuire coming. All right. Here's a big piece. How much news you got left, AJ?
I got like two more.
Okay, give me one, and then I'll do this big one.
All right. Well, my next one's kind of big, though.
Do it.
You want me to do it?
Do
you
it.
Sure? All right. So Pokemon. There was a Pokemon Direct today. It was a 20-minute Direct, and they gave us some good shit. First off, remember Pokemon Mystery Dungeon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're getting a remake. This kind of puts a fucking wrench into my idea of, oh, we're getting a Diamond and Pearl remake.
Oh, yeah, you did say, yeah, because you're talking about what remake was coming.
Yeah, and that was my prediction, but it looks like we're getting a Mystery Dungeon remake.
Why?
Because it's been 15 years since the first one.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm old.
So the first Mystery Dungeon was Red Rescue Team and Blue Rescue Team, so there was two versions.
Wait. No way I was fucking 17 when Mystery Dungeon 1 came out.
And you know what? I remember selling that Mystery Dungeon at KB, dude.
Wow. Right then.
Yeah, remember
okay,
that?
All right, go on.
I remember seeing that game in our little, before we got rid of games at KB.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the little game rack. Oh, that's yeah. Right. I forgot about that.
There was a point where we stopped selling games. But anyways, it's going to be like one version, though. So it's called Rescue Team DX. And it's kind of just reanimated, revamped. It's probably like the same type of game, though. But yeah, that's a new game coming out like in March. Yeah, March 6th. How the fuck did they keep this under wraps for this long and not
dude,
tell
seriously,
us?
Dude, seriously, I haven't heard any leaks. Oh, no. You know, we did give a piece of news that somebody thought that this shit was coming.
You think so? Okay.
I could be wrong, but I feel like months ago, someone like we talked about how it could be this, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, maybe. But yeah, that's the thing. Coming out in a couple months. And there's a demo out like right now. You know what? I wrote notes for all this shit and I didn't type it down. And my notes are in my backpack. But I think I can remember a lot of this shit. But yeah, yeah, remake coming out March. I think there's a demo for this. That's what I was saying right now, right? Mm-hmm. That you can, there's a demo for this, and you can play it now. It's available now, and anything you do in that game right now, you can save it,
and it'll
transfer to the actual release of the game.
Oh, shit, okay.
So that's one thing that came out with this Direct. The other thing was about Pokemon Sword and Shield. So Sword and Shield is going to have an expansion. So there's going to be not only, like, new Pokemon coming back, or old Pokemon coming back, so they're finally giving us some of their old Pokemon still. But there's also going to be some new Dynamax forms and Gigantamax forms, too, for some of the Pokemons. And some of the ones that people like, there's like little artworks here and there that you don't really show you up front, but you can see off to the side in the video they're showing.
Oh, more character customizations.
Oh, yeah, character customizations, too. Yeah, there's, you know, anything that they normally do is happening, but also just giving us more of the Pokedex back, too. New characters. There's going to be some dojos now, but there's also just a whole new area in the region to this. So instead of them releasing, they also said this too, instead of us releasing like, you know, a Black and White 2 or Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, they're just doing an expansion to the current game.
Lame.
No, I think that's better.
I mean, I guess. I like the idea of having a third game, but
That's cool.
Yeah, or a third game rather than doing that. Yeah, they're just doing an expansion to it, which I think is a lot better, because what sucks about always buying that new game is you're starting all over again, right?
I mean, honestly, I got no right to complain. I haven't played the past two, so don't listen to me.
So I kind of like this idea, though, where you can get an expansion to the game, like just a whole new side quest in a way, but also getting a bunch of new Pokemon and shit. Like, you probably, you don't really get too many new Pokemon all the time. But yeah, just a whole new quest to do. Just dojos instead of gyms now. That's just one spot that you can train with. You'll get like a new Pokemon. And there's two expansions coming out. One of them is called, what was it called? All my notes
are like, there's two expansions?
There's two expansions. One's coming out in summer and one's coming out in fall. I forget the names of them though.
That's interesting. Two expansions.
Yeah, two expansions.
Different times. That's
pretty
cool.
And then you can buy the expansion pack, which I think is like $30, which will give you both expansions. Or I'm pretty sure you can buy each expansion separately somehow, I guess. But yeah, that's a thing that's coming out too. Also, this is one of the coolest things I've seen. The Gigantamax forms. There's going to be a fucking Venusaur, meaning Bulbasaur is actually coming back into the decks. And then this is going to be its Gigantamax form.
I don't like that.
You don't like this
it's
one?
It's ugly. The Blastoise looks cool,
how you feel about the Blastoise,
honestly,
though?
Honestly, it looks awesome with
it looks
that
like
volcano.
A fucking volcano on his back.
I don't know. I like the Venusaur better.
I like the Venusaur. I like both.
Yeah,
they're
the
both
Blastoise
cool.
looks kind of lame.
Look at all those guns.
What's he going to do with that? They can't even fucking
you don't
fire.
Want to know what he wants to do with them. He can shoot in all
directions,
he's
going to have to fucking literally turn his back to you to fire on you. It's
or
dumb.
Just get on all fours and just blast in all directions.
Yeah. He's a fucking turtle.
That's dumb.
He looks like a fucking lion turtle with a ship on his back.
I don't like it. I think it's like too much.
I think it's good. But it's a Gigantamax form. So it's like something that's only usable like in a gym battle or something like that.
I like the Mega form better where he had the cannons on his wrist.
Yeah,
like,
that was cool. I like that too. So some of these new forms are kind of weird, but like, I don't know, whatever. Also, the starters, the current starters for this gen also have like Gigantamax forms. So the fucking the monkey, whoa, the grass monkey, he's like a drummer. He gets his big drum like when he's on his final evolution. When he Gigantamax, he gets a full drum set, which looks fucking
that
awesome.
Kind of, yeah, I see that.
The fucking bunny, fire bunny thing, he stands on top of this big fireball. I don't know what his deal is. Like, he's standing on the sun. and then the water type, he's like on a tall flower. I don't know. The other two ones look lame. Also, they're showing images, and legendaries are coming back. So like Articuno, Moltres, and the original Cheelbirds, the Regis are coming back. Just all the legendaries are coming back slowly in some way, somehow. I don't remember exactly what they said. But I feel like some of them may get some type of new forms, because I think this is a Regi.
It looks kind of like a Regi. I can
right?
See, yo, a Regi combined with what's that fucking Pokemon? The yellow one with the fucking Snapjaw thing.
Oh,
on
my
it.
Favorite, Meowile.
It looks like that, right?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. It better
am
not
I,
be
am I tripping? Or?
Actually, it kind of does. You're right. I actually have this is a Mega Meowile, which has two fucking
yo,
things on that. So that kind of does look
dude,
like
I
that.
I see that.
So that's going to be interesting. It might be something there. Oh, okay. So one of the expansions is called the Crown Tundra.
You heard it here first, by the way, guys.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Tease predictions. That's one of the expansions. Anyway, there was like a picture I saw where it looked like an Articuno, but he looked kind of like purplish. And he looked very just like, you know.
Regal?
Regal, yes. And then there was a Zapdos. He looked more sharper, and he looked like he was like red. Like
what?
He was like a fire type, yeah. And I forgot what the
are they blending
like
types on the fucking legendaries?
I think they may be getting additional typings, yeah.
Yo, like a subtype, like ice and yeah. Something, or lightning and something?
I think so, and that might be a thing.
That's fucking cool.
Also, this is another legendary typing, I guess, called Calyrex. He's a psychic grass type, which I don't think we've had yet.
Are those his arms?
I don't know what those are, but when they showed him, he was floating in the air.
I don't think we have had a psychic grass
he's
type.
He's a weird looking.
He's like a jackrabbit with a freaking air balloon on his head or something like that. Yeah, because he was floating in the air in the video they showed.
That's
too.
A weird design.
Yeah, and then one of the big things they're showing off was this new Pokemon. Oh, the Isle of Armor. That was the other expansion type. He's a fighting type, but he has two different forms. He has like a one punch form and like a multi hit form. I think that's kind of how they're saying.
Oh, so he has like a super powerhouse style and then a fucking multiple hit style.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So I guess that just depends on the ability he gets. I'm not exactly sure how that plays out exactly.
That looks like the power hit on the left.
Yeah, it is. And then he actually has different typings. When you're in this form, the power hit form, he's fighting dark. But if you're doing the fast form, he's fighting water.
What?
Yeah, right?
That makes sense.
That's kind of weird.
That's but pretty dope, though. I like right? that. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Urshifu is his name. And the pre-evolution of this was Kubfu is his name. Yeah.
Kubfu.
Yeah. Oh, here he is. Kubfu right here. Just pure fighting type.
Kubfu.
Yeah. That's cool. But yeah, like so it. New expansions to Sword and Shield, which I'm looking forward to. You can actually pre-order the expansion, like, if not now, within the next month or so. And then also, one more thing they announced, Pokemon Home. Finally coming out next month. So Pokemon Home is like the next version up of the Pokemon Bank, which kind of disappoints me because I thought the bank was supposed to be the one thing overall that lets you transfer shit. No, apparently Home's going to be that thing now.
What the fuck, man?
So
what
gotta
the fuck?
Transfer everything to Home now?
Yeah, so now we got to trade everything to Home just so we can
why?
Transfer it into Sword and Shield.
Why do they do that?
I don't fucking know.
Oh,
I wish
so
I could
lame.
Tell you.
That's so
no
lame,
clue.
Dude. That's so annoying.
And then also, like as Pokemons are now released into Sword and Shield, then you'll be able to transfer those Pokemon from your Pokemon Home into Sword and Shield. So whatever Pokemons are available now, you can transfer them when it's available. Later on, when the new Pokemon come out with the expansion or their old Pokemon come out with the new expansion, then you'll be able to transfer those Pokemon too.
I think that's pure evil. I can't believe they lied to us like that. Like we can't fit them all in because of graphics. Oh, just kidding. But you have to pay for them.
But you know what, though? I think there might be some truth where they couldn't fit everything onto the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's a DLC expansion, you have to download them to get the rest of them in. So I kind of doubt they would do that, though. Honestly,
that could make sense. The data wouldn't fit in a cartridge.
Yeah.
It just seems like they were holding back on us so that they could charge us.
That could be possible, too.
I mean, it's possible. I don't know. That could be possible. I don't doubt
dirty
that.
Dirty move.
It could be that. It could be a combination of all that. Or maybe they're honestly trying to be like, okay, let's try to like leave some Pokemon out and not talk about it. And people found out like, okay, we got to make everyone happy somehow.
Yeah.
How can we do this and make money?
I could see that. I could see that. That's possible, too.
So it could go either way. But either way, that's what I figured would happen.
All right. I'm going to combine my last three pieces of news into one big piece of news. It's pretty epic. So you guys ready for this?
Okay.
All right. You guys want to hear the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news first.
Bad news first. Scott Derrickson has left Doctor Strange.
Who is Scott Derrickson?
Scott Derrickson is the director of Doctor Strange 1 and was set to be the director
of
Doctor
Strange. We're just talking about directors changing up.
And he was set to be the director of Doctor Strange 2.
Why he changed?
We don't know. I will tell you my opinion. Last week, Marvel had announced that Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness will not be a horror. It will have horror aspects, but it will not be a horror movie.
Mm.
And then this week, we got a quit from Scott Derrickson. Like, he stepped down. Don't get me wrong. He's still going to be an executive producer.
Okay.
But he's not directing and controlling the movie anymore. He's just kind of like fucking doing the background shit, making sure everything's on point, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
So he stepped off because him and Marvel had creative differences. Mm. That's what we heard. Creative differences.
He doesn't specialize in like horror stuff though,
does
he?
He does.
Okay, so maybe that's why.
And supposedly he's the reason we got that scary moment where Doctor Strange was falling through the different multiverses and shit.
Okay.
And he wants to do more of scary shit like that. But, you know, this is just a guess. Like I said, this is not fact. This is Tahir's guess. From watching it, it looks like they don't want to let him do full-on scary shit, and like they just want a little bit of scary shit sprinkled in, and he wanted to do a fucking horror movie, and maybe that's why he left. I don't know. But for sure, he's out, and he's still an executive producer, so he's still going to have input, I guess. So I'm believing the story is still going to be great.
Okay.
But it will not be the movie that we thought we were going to get originally. So.
I was down for an all-horror Doctor Strange. That's a shame.
So the good news... I feel like all three of these stories are connected, so you know. Hopefully, you guys can agree with me or help me out with it. Christian Bale has been casted in Thor: Love and Thunder.
What?
Yeah, I've heard about this too.
We don't know who he's gonna be. They did not say who he is. They just said that he is working with Marvel right now, and he's gonna be in Thor: Love and Thunder. Question is who he's gonna be now. The big fan push. Everyone's saying he's gonna be Beta Ray Bill.
I don't like that guy.
For any. What?
Wait, Beta Ray Bill or Christian Bale?
Beta Ray Bill.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Confirmed. Beta Ray Bill. Confirmed. No. But a lot of fans really think that he's going to be Beta Ray Bill. I'm going to counter that early and say I don't think so. Because I don't think they would have that famous of a face and that famous of a person getting his face CGI'd or with a mask or makeup. Like, totally like not doing his face. And,
oh no! Well, and Tom Hardy, they covered his whole face,
yeah.
Bane.
I mean, but that's like, yeah, that's Bane. Bane's a bigger character,
and gave him someone else's voice.
Wow, yeah, there's that. I didn't think about that.
Well, I don't. That's a DC move. That's not a Marvel move.
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Think, I don't think they would like get somebody this big and this iconic.
Josh Brolin gave him a whole CGI.
No, but his face is Thanos. No, but his face is Thanos.
But he doesn't have a big ass chin. Well, he kind of does.
Yeah, I feel like Beta Ray Bill.
It's not a Grimace face though, you know.
I feel like Beta Ray Bill is going to be hiding too much of Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would do that to a big star like that. That's just me. I could be wrong. I think he might be more the guy on the right, Gore the God Butcher, which is an alien who's a regular person from his planet. And he always prayed for gods to save him, and they didn't. And so then he goes out and starts murdering gods because like they don't care about lower beings. And, you know, I could definitely see. True.
No, I have a question.
What's that?
Or a comment. I heard... Possibly Silver Surfer?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Could be, though. I'm not going to rule it out. Could be. I don't think so, though. I think... you know something very interesting about this?
No.
There's a fan wiki for Thor Love and Thunder, right? And
already.
Basically, they're like on top of all the news that comes out for Thor Love and Thunder. 2 days before Christian Bale got announced, this website had him casted... in Thor Love and Thunder.
Wow.
And they were right.
Wow. Oh,
and so...
So someone there knows something.
So we're going to go further. This same website had Keanu Reeves also casted in Thor Love and Thunder. And they had him casted as the Silver Surfer.
Oh, okay. That's what I heard then. It was Keanu Reeves.
And the only reason that people even think this Keanu Reeves theory holds water is because that same
Silver
website...
Silver Surfer. Called, water. I see what you did there.
He doesn't even surf on water, but okay, that's true. All right, fair enough. But the only reason people think this holds water is because they called Christian Bale, and they also called Keanu Reeves. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Kevin Feige also went out of his way to say that we ask Keanu Reeves almost every time they make a Marvel movie.
To be in it?
If he can be in it and which role he would want. They said they said not every time, but 75% of the time they ask Keanu Reeves every time and it hasn't worked out so far.
He just doesn't want
to
do it?
Well, no, it's not that he doesn't want to do it. He's interested. That's why he keeps talking to them.
He's looking for the right part, though.
But they haven't found the right part for him, yeah. And they said that, and Kevin Feige went out of his way to say, I don't know if or when we will get Keanu Reeves, but he's cool with us. We've been talking about him for a long time. And these people said that he's Silver Surfer. I think that's a very accurate casting. If he is, he's very stoic, very sad, very introspective. He lost his wife. Silver Surfer lost his wife.
Damn.
Like, it's like, you know, there's a lot of parallels. I'm just seeing a lot of parallels. So maybe.
It holds water, you know, so.
We'll see. Last piece of news to connect to this, because there's three things, right? Scott Derrickson left Doctor Strange. Christian Bale is in Thor Love and Thunder. The last piece of news, you know, we heard that the WandaVision show was coming out next year at some point, and I think the rumor was that it was going to be in the spring next year.
Yeah, sounds right.
Not true anymore. That's just coming out this year.
Oh, shit. Cool.
WandaVision is coming out this year.
Nice.
Winter.
Okay.
So let me, like, look at this overall from a top view. Is this all on purpose? Is this because Scott Derrickson left? They weren't cool with him that they started shifting things around and adding Christian Bale? And like maybe they had a vision for things. Him quitting...
and, jumping off.
Him quitting kind of like fucked it up a little bit. And that's why we're hearing all these three power moves like within the same week. Like that's a lot of big-ass power moves for Marvel to make in one week.
Maybe he was an issue...
Maybe.
You know, and that's why things had to be held back a little bit longer just to get him to be satisfied with the whole story and everything. But then he figured out he just couldn't do it. Like, okay, in that case, this could be moved up then. Since we're not trying to make this whole
Multiverse of Madness is not getting moved up.
Yeah, that's not getting moved up, but WandaVision was able to get moved up, though.
And so the only reason I bring it up, too, is they said WandaVision is directly going to tie to Multiverse of Madness.
They did say that, yeah.
You hear about it?
I didn't know that.
Dude, Scarlet Witch will be in Multiverse of Madness. She's a main character.
She's a main character in Multiverse of Madness?
Yep, main character.
That's awesome.
But that's all we know. Like, so I'm like, I feel like these three projects are connected, and I feel like there's a reason all this moved at once. I feel like somebody quit, and Scott Derrickson wasn't happy, and they put Christian Bale in here, and they said, let's go ahead and move WandaVision up sooner. And now we're going to get a new director for Thor Love and Thunder, so that's 2 years out anyway.
So what if Christian Bale, or maybe they wanted whoever we think Christian Bale is going to play, maybe he was going to be in Multiverse Multiverse of Madness. Maybe he might have showed up in WandaVision in some way. But because this whole thing dropped off, like, okay, let's push this character we're trying to introduce further back into
what if he's Thor's. So what if he's Mephisto?
Oh, whoa.
That would connect everything, right?
Yeah.
If Christian Bale was Mephisto, who is basically the devil of the Marvel Universe, that would connect everything. He's the one who tempts Wanda. He's the one fucking with Thor. You know what I mean? Like, and he's in and if him fucking with Wanda would bleed into Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe he can be just fucking with shit from the background.
That's what
Mephisto, no one really knows why. Maybe they kind of hear his name here and there.
That's what Mephisto does.
Okay.
He slowly fucks things in the background. You don't know why he did it. And then later on, it matters in the long run. You know?
Okay. Like, and then maybe it'll come into play in Thor's movie.
Yeah. And Christian Bale is very classy, very nice looking guy. I could see him being in a suit playing the devil. Do you know what I mean?
True. Like,
and then when he gets mad, he turns into full on fucking Mephisto the demon with the red cloak and shit, you know?
I think he'd be a very good villain.
He plays very good scary people. He's been a fucking murderer in one of his
American Psycho.
He was Batman.
Also fair enough. Fair enough, AJ. You make a good point. Also American Psycho, but AJ makes a very strong point. So I just wanted to talk to you guys about those pieces of news and put in a theory. I really think that they're all connected why all these things are moving.
Do you guys ever do like an episode where you look back on the previous year and you confirm?
We just did that last week.
Oh, you did? Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well, actually, last week what we did is we made predictions a year before about the year and then went back on those predictions to see how right we were. But we do make some random predictions sometimes in these episodes and we don't come back to them like, and we forget sometimes, like, we say shit.
We were actually talking about that, was it 2 weeks ago? And how, like, maybe we can clip them, like, our predictions of certain things, like, talk about how...
Yeah, we got to remember, like we need a bigger audience who's dedicated to, like making notes on our episodes, because I can't do this. We can't do this by ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, like, I make a lot of notes already, and I feel like it's not enough.
Yeah.
It's just not enough. Like, if I really could reference everything and, like, talk about it again every time.
Yeah, and sometimes we say things that maybe we don't think it's important enough to remember or reference.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else out there can do it. I don't know. So we need a bigger audience that can do that for us. I'm just saying, guys.
Something to think about. Will, you need a job?
We'll pay you in Cheetos.
Not hot.
Okay.
No promises.
Done.
All right. With that said, AJ, I think you got one more piece of news, and I got one more piece of news.
I do got one more small piece here. Back to Nintendo shit. Nintendo's having a sale, like a New Year sale right now. So a lot of, actually, first-party games are on sale right now, too.
Oh, nice.
And so we have a full list here. A lot of shit's like 30% off and stuff.
Ooh.
So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, 30%
off. Shit.
Splatoon 2, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Should I buy Splatoon 2 right now?
You have Splatoon 2.
Oh, I do have it. That's right.
No, but Mario Kart, I think I might do that.
I should do that too.
Risk of Rain, Ori and the Blind Forest, Yoshi's Crafted World, Just Dance, Stardew Valley. Oh, shit. Kirby Star Allies, new Super Lucky Tales, NBA 2K20, Hyrule Warriors.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ on here. Oh, Xenoverse is also on here too. I saw it earlier.
Boo.
Civilization, Terraria, ARMS, which is a Nintendo
ARMS
game.
Good.
Fitness Boxing.
Devil May Cry.
Assassin's Creed. Devil May Cry. One of them. 25% off on that.
Dude, Star Wars Jedi Knight. Jedi Outcast.
Hotline Miami and South Park Stick of Truth is 50% off. Celeste, which is a good game, 50% off. Xenoverse is 75% off.
Damn. What's an old game?
Ni No Kuni.
It's a whack game.
30. Okay. Gris, 50. Mario and Rabbids, 75% off. Resident Evil 4. Mega Man 11. Wargrove. Donut Country. That's a Donkey Kong Country for a second. Donut Country. Star Wars Jedi Knights 2.
That's what I was talking about. Jedi Outcast. Yeah, that's pretty popular.
Jackbox. Right? Party Pack 4. Nice. I'm skipping games out. Torchlight
Stranger 2. Things 3. I don't think those games are good.
There's a long list. This is long.
LA Noir.
LA Noir. That's cool. 50% off. It's an older game, but that's
good.
Cool.
It's a great one, though.
Bloodstained. God Eater.
Fire Emblem Awakening.
Super Bomberman R.
Donkey Kong Country 3D is pretty good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's a good
40%
one.
Off, too.
What's 30% off $60?
Yes.
All right.
What's a third of 60? I don't know.
Oh.
20, right?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, 20.
It's like probably 18 bucks. 18 bucks off. 18?
About 18? That's
literally
right.
Just talking about getting Yoshi's Crafted World at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
Boom. Fate.
Perfect. There's your fucking
fate, motherfucker.
Valentine's Day gift.
Metopia. Right. Cool. Luigi's Mansion. So yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, this is all 3DS. The last couple games down here is all 3DS games. Everything else we mentioned is all Nintendo
still make
Switch games.
For 3DS?
And I'm pretty sure that these are all downloadable shit. So unless you guys are like all about physical copies, these sales are probably not for the physical games you can find in the stores. I'm pretty sure though that these are all like on the eShop through the Switch and all that. Also, this sale ends January 16th. All
right.
Time to think about it.
Before I get my last piece of news, can I get my segment, please?
Oh, shit. We haven't had this in a minute. Damn. Dick moves.
Dick moves. Dick moves. You make me sick. All right, so I say it's a dick move because the internet's on fire about it, and I didn't know anything about it till today. Apparently, WB Games Montreal department has been teasing something for a while now. They've been putting up partial, like, spaces of a symbol. And the symbol ended up being the League of Shadows symbol. And there's a new Batman game that they're developing. And there's been a three-part teaser being put out through them that's not consistent. And they haven't been really telling us what's going on. And today, some actual footage from the fucking new Batman game came out.
Hmm.
So you can YouTube it and check it out. It looks pretty dope, and people are pretty fucking hyped. But people are also really fucking mad. Because they're like, is this a real game? Because we have got no official confirmation. We've got no fucking title. We've got nothing. We don't know anything about this, except they have been leaking pieces of this game.
You know, because Batman's a detective.
Maybe you gotta be look. So here's one of the like mini symbols that we've been leaked to, and like you have to like solve and put this shit together to figure it out. But if you look at it, the game looks pretty dope. It looks like a fucked up Gotham.
Wait, has a video been released like this with a symbol just in the center of the whole thing?
I believe so.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but it's definitely a new Batman game, and so I don't. Nobody really knows exactly what's going on with this except for WB Montreal is the team making it. And but you know, it's not confirmed, and everyone knows we get lots of trailers throughout the years of cool ass looking video games that never come to fruition. So people, I guess, don't want to get themselves too hyped up for this game without knowing if it's real or not. What the fuck? Was so dope looking.
This shit looks too polished for it to not
be
released.
That's the Batman fucking Batmobile from
1 and 2.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yo, what the fuck is this shit? Okay, now I know why people are getting mad, because it looks pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
This looks nice.
But yeah, so we don't know what this is about.
There's PlayStation. This might be just someone playing this game, like an older like Arkham Asylum or some shit like that.
I don't think it's that, because they've been talking about it. Warner Brothers has been talking about it, but they just haven't been giving us details. And these fucking symbols keep showing up, and we don't know what it means. Everyone's like wondering, what is this about? Is there something we're not decoding to learn about this game?
Yeah, come on, decoder guys. There's always, anytime something comes out like in like some type of hieroglyphs, you know, cryptomatic shit, there's always people that are on that shit and figure it out somehow.
Mm-hmm. And people are still trying to figure out what that GCPD thing is that keeps showing up in the background. People theorize it's Gotham City Police Department, but
yeah,
we don't really like know. Like, I mean, it's just banners in the background, so it's hard to tell. But yeah, you know, so just keep your guys' minds open and eyes open for this shit, especially if you're a fan of DC and Batman shit, because it looks pretty badass. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, if this is new game stuff right here, this looks pretty dope. I'm not sure if this is new or old or not.
It's just kind of annoying that they're hyping it up and like leaking shit to us, and then we don't know if it's even going to come out. We don't even know if it's real. And, you know, we can get over it and say, oh, it's going to come out because it looks so dope and so polished, but this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, like, plenty of games have been teased and they don't come out. So, anyway, that being said, we'll see what they do with it. We'll see what happens.
This looks pretty sick.
Let's
see what comments are saying.
My last piece of news here. You ready?
Why was this a dick move again? It's just
because
they're not...
Because they're not telling us anything about it. Yeah, they're not telling us shit about it. They're just fucking... like being dicks about it. Like they're leaking shit, but they're not giving us any solid information as to whether the game's real. There's no comment, no post, no information.
Oh, we're just getting these leaks.
Just random little leaks, and we're like, is this real? Is this happening? Or is this something you guys were thinking about before? You know, we don't know. My last piece of news, though, I have a video for it. AJ.
Okay. Which one is
Birds
it? Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. So before we play this video, I'm gonna point out. I'm sure you guys have known. I'm a hater of this whole Birds of Prey idea. I'm mad that Black Canary is going to be black because black is in her name. I'm mad that Cassandra Cain's in it, but she's a little Asian girl. I'm mad that, like,
Harley Quinn is in the Birds of Prey in general, because she's not a bird of prey. However, this fucking trailer kind of made me be like, oh shit, this shit looks pretty good. So AJ, do it.
You want sound on this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can I help you?
Oh shit.
Yes, yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one. Ah, shit, I told this all wrong. Quick history lesson. This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Oh shit, they killed your dad.
And soon enough, I was back on my feet, ready to embrace the fierce goddess within. It's oh so quiet. Now that I cut ties with Mr. J, I'm about to learn that a lot of people want me dead. All alone. And at the top of that list is this guy. I'm so peaceful. But it turns out I wasn't the only dame in Gotham looking for emancipation. You fall in love. The kid just robbed him. You betrayed him. You killed his BFF.
What?
You are so cool. You're tough enough to be building a case against him. So, unless we all want to die very unpleasant death, we're gonna have to work together.
Sure.
Psychologically speaking, vengeance rarely brings the catharsis we hope for.
Yeah.
Are we ready? You blow up fuse. Every crew. Devil clubs
cruise. No one's for
you. Turn it up.
That's a huge ass subtitle.
Oh, she's got the thing. The fucking hyena called Bruce? Did you catch that?
Next month.
She said I named him after that hunky Wayne guy, and the hyena laughed.
She only has one hyena, though?
I know. I was like, where's the other one? That's what I was thinking, too. Where's the second one?
It'll probably come. It'll probably show up.
Yeah.
It looks fun. Looks awesome.
Yeah, looks
but
too.
My problem. Does it connect to everything else?
Nope. It doesn't look like it. I mean, it looks like it connects to Suicide Squad.
They killed the Joker.
That's the end of Suicide Squad. Her and Joker got away?
Yeah.
She fucking killed him, basically.
Right?
If he's dead, it's the Joker, bro.
Yeah, is he dead? Yeah.
It's the Joker. He always gets out.
No one really liked that Joker, though, so I think it's DC saying, well, here you go, everybody.
I do think you're right. I feel like they might be leaving that open as to maybe they'll get rid of him. But not for sure, because, like, it's Jared Leto. He has a contract.
So that, oh my God, what's the name of that movie?
The Birds of Prey. Let's just call it.
No, before that.
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Yeah, Suicide Squad. So Suicide Squad, is that its own universe now then?
No.
Is that what's going on?
It's connected to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so is that its own universe? Because is that even connected to everything else?
Yeah, because we saw Ben Affleck show up in Suicide Squad. So it is connected.
Oh my God. So they killed a...
Yeah, so you're getting a headache, aren't you? He's like, so wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know. Just accept it. This is part of Justice League and Suicide Squad, I guess. Just let it go, accept it, and see what they do with the movie. That's what I'm looking at it and seeing.
So they're still continuing that universe then, because they got Wonder Woman coming out too,
They
right?
said they weren't going to, but it feels like they are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
It's still trying.
I hate them.
It's going these different ways.
Hate them. So much. But I'm not going to lie. This movie actually looks good.
It looks fun.
If anyone knows from a few weeks ago,
time.
I was the one hating on this so much. I was like, this is fucking retarded, stupid-ass idea. Don't get me wrong. Structurally, it's still stupid. But it looks good.
As I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but like, it looks good. It looks entertaining. So I'm like,
yeah, it does.
Maybe it's good. Like, yeah. I guess we'll see.
It could be a good time for sure.
I'm just mad.
It's like, imagine you have this big-ass puzzle piece, and you find this one cool piece, like, oh my God, this piece looks so cool.
It almost makes everything worth it.
But it does not fit in the fucking puzzle. That's what this is.
Show you right, AJ? Alright, so yeah, Birds of Prey is coming, guys. It looks okay. Huntress looks pretty badass. The weirdest thing about this to me, there's only two Birds of Prey in this. Huntress and Cassandra Cain, who's the future Dark Batgirl. But other than those two,
Why is the question in this? Why is Harley Quinn in this? It's just really weird.
The question's in this?
Yeah, Renee Montoya's in this, so that's the question. She's the detective. They say you're building a case against him. Oh.
What if they die at the end, and then the two actual Birds of Prey move on, and the other Birds of Prey come into it?
You think they'll kill Harley Quinn? I don't think
they would. I don't know, man. They just killed the Joker, dude.
Yeah, but that's the Joker. He was whack. No one liked him. Yeah. Harley Quinn is DC's Wolverine.
True.
So they're going to keep her.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But yeah, it looks good, though. We'll see if it falls through. Shall we jump into Unfocused Weeks?
Yeah, because I think I'm all tapped out here.
I am.
Will, I don't know, you have anything interesting to talk about real quick?
Tell us.
I do, actually. Action figure stuff. It's all I talk about.
Tell us.
Okay, so 4 months ago, they revealed pictures for the new Goku figure from Figure Arts, K.O. Ken version.
My favorite Goku?
I love that power-up.
Yeah,
that
sounds cool.
And it looks great. It has two different heads, one with his hair standing up. It has this red tint to
it. And with the regular hair with the red tint, huh?
Yes.
I knew it.
There was another version made by a third-party company called Demoniacal Fit. And I think that was Bandai's answer to that. Because they made a K.O. Ken Goku and a Captain Ginyu. So I think Bandai was like, well, fuck those fools.
We got the whole set.
And they made Captain Ginyu, and they also made a K.O. Ken Goku now. And they revealed it 4 months ago, but pre-orders went live today.
Oh, wow.
The K.O. Ken Goku's $35, which is a good price for one of those kinds of figures, honestly.
It's not this K.O. Ken Goku, right?
No. I think I have a picture of it here, actually. I'll show you.
Anything else going on?
New figures, new stuff coming out.
You know what I did see? NECA is putting out some new Ninja Turtle figures.
Yes. That's the one. It looks gorgeous, doesn't it?
Yeah, that shit looks pretty hard.
Oh, damn.
That shit looks pretty hard, bro. Yeah. I like that. I'm not going
to
lie.
Here's the third party one. It came with a little plastic.
It looks whack. It looks whack compared.
I was about to buy it because that didn't exist a year ago. Now,
yo, this K.O. Ken Goku looks fucking hard, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited for that shit. It's going right in my shelf.
Reason in chat says Super Dragon Ball Heroes episode 19. Good stuff.
They kept making heroes? That's still coming out?
It's still going, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I gotta watch that. Okay, I only watched the first, like, 7 episodes because they stopped there at one point.
What up, Bevo?
I was super digging on that Ultra Instinct Goku wearing the Grand Priest outfit. That should look
funny. I knew you were gonna say that.
Arc just ended.
They just revealed
something.
Super Saiyan God Trunks. He looked fucking awesome.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah, they did that. He looks cool. He has his, like, long hair, but it's red with, like, the end standing up. And he's wearing, like, this weird kind of armor with no sleeves.
Damn, okay.
It looks dope. I saw the NECA Ninja Turtle stuff. They did two foot soldiers, Shredder and Splinter.
And April, too.
No.
Oh, I just saw something. They showed off April, a foot soldier that's, like, broken in half. I think Leatherhead was one of them, too.
Oh, you're talking about the animated versions.
Yeah, the animated show.
I was talking about the movie ones.
Those four are coming out. Oh, okay. Would you say again? Foot soldier?
Two different foot soldiers holding just different weapons, Splinter and Shredder from the original 90s movie.
Oh, cool.
And they are doing the animated ones. They're doing more two-packs with April, Leatherhead. I think I saw that robot turtle. I forgot his name.
Metalhead?
Metalhead.
You know his name, too?
Yeah, Metalhead. There's two robots. There's Metalhead and what's the other one?
The robot.
Thrasher or something like that?
No. What's the cyborg's name?
Yeah, he's half a robot.
Actually, he's not a cyborg. He's just a full robot. This Metalhead? Oh, my God. He's just seeing his ass a lot
forever. It's the other one. It's the other robot one. There's only two.
I would have been down to get them if I had managed to get my hands on the two-pack of Turtles, but those things are so hard to find.
Yeah, they're hard to find, and they're, like, a bit on the high-end expensive side, and I've been, like, every time I see something, because I saw a foot soldier pack the other day at Target. I was like, should I do it? I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
If you don't have the Turtles, right? I would have been happy if I had gotten, like, Donatello and the Leonardo 2-pack at least. You know, I could live without Raphael and Michelangelo. Fuck, I didn't even see them. They were just gone like that so fast.
You know what's crazy? Fucking GameStop has some good fucking figures and shit.
They started carrying more action figures. Yeah, that's where I do all my pre-orders now. And then since it's a pre-order, I can make payments like layaway.
Mm.
So that's how I'm able to...
That's cool.
Fuck, I can't remember that other turtle's name. The other cyborg one. God.
Oh, I'm not thinking of a turtle, though. He's not a turtle.
No, there's another turtle.
Slash?
Oh, I'm thinking of Slash.
Oh, Slash? Right. Okay, yeah. Slash is another one.
He's not a robot, but yeah, Slash.
No, he's not
there is another company that's actually doing the animated turtles, too. But they're like $50 each. They're on a much higher price. They have a really beautiful Baxter Stockman as the fly.
Oh, for real?
I think it's Super 7. I want to say it's Super 7.
I want a Mouser.
This is the guy that I'm fucking thinking of. What's his fucking name? Fugitoid.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Fugitoid, yeah. He's actually in the original comics, and he was a pretty big character in the recent animated Nickelodeon show, too.
Was he in the cartoon, the original cartoon?
No, I don't think I've ever seen him in the cartoon.
I remember in the original cartoon, there was a robot that would help Donatello out.
Metalhead?
No, it wasn't Metalhead. Oh. It was an actual robot, like a big-ass robot guy. He was all white.
That Metalhead has a light piping, so his eyes glow when you hold it in the light.
Yeah, I remember that.
That light piping.
And yeah. Well, I'm focused weak.
I'm going to play more Soul Calibur because I'm actually finally starting to grasp the game and slowly get better. I'm actually winning matches online. Two months ago, I couldn't fucking beat a single person. I was getting real pissed off.
That's how you grow, man. Yeah. That's how you grow.
I had to switch characters twice, three times.
Damn.
And from Yoshimitsu to Oswell to now I'm settling on Raphael and I think I'm good.
That makes you better, bro. The more characters you have under your belt, that means the more you fight them. When you see people using those characters, you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Play some more Final Fantasy. And I start school next week. Not school, but work, so I'm going to be working again. I would like to build another model kit. I want to do something like that. I'm thinking about getting this Optimus Prime model kit by Furoi Models. Looks dope.
I'm kind of interested in doing one of those Transformer models. I got to finish these fucking Power Ranger ones first, though.
So. Yeah, you can get started, yeah.
All right, for me, I'm focused week. I'm definitely going to be reading this X-Men stuff and finishing this Doctor Strange Damnation. Other than that, more Soul. I want to play some I want to play some Smash Ultimate.
Yeah.
I want to play some more of that shit.
I'm kind of down for some Smash Ultimate, too.
AJ, but what else?
Definitely some Soul. I think I need to go to the comic book store and pick up some next Sonic shit, because I'm pretty sure there's some more. And then I need to play more of that Power Rangers game that I got, Battle for the Grid. Was I playing with you last time? Yeah. So I need to play more of that.
Just rocking you with the Mastodon.
I need to pretty soon... oh shit, Reason said he's on vacation next week. Tekken? Dude.
Oh shit. How about Soul, fool? How about you step your game up at Soul?
Yeah, for reals, dude. You do have Soul because we were playing that one time.
Yeah, man.
You know he has Soul.
Get on the level.
But Soul Cali, but yeah, I'm down for some Tekken. I definitely need to play some more Tekken. I'm thinking of maybe getting that new season. Same thing for Street Fighter. Street Fighter has the, what is it called again? The Championship Edition shit. So I kind of want to get
it
that.
It matters, Reason.
Here we go. I want to get that so I can have all the characters unlocked, just because.
There's a championship edition of the new Street Fighter V?
Yeah. And if you get it, it unlocks all the characters and like a lot of the outfits and shit, a lot of the colors.
How much?
Like $30, $25, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of doing that pretty soon, too. And that's basically it. And maybe start one of these that Dragon Zord model that I have up there.
Do it.
Because I've been it's literally been a year. And I actually added a little bit more painting. I think I'm done with the actual Megazord shit. If you want to check that out later, Will. But I actually finished painting it in some way. I think I'm done with that. But other than that, that's pretty much it, I think.
All right, guys.
And maybe Pokemon Sword. That's right. I gotta play more of that.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on Unfocused.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Let's do one of these trivia questions real quick.
Oh, yeah. Throw it at us.
That's right. So let's see what we got this time. Pulling out a random card. Let's open this box. This whiskey's hitting me pretty good right now. which game... Oh, I read this before, but fuck it. We'll do it here. Which game in the Gex series was the first to be a 3D title? So there's multiple Gex games. Which one of them was the first to be a 3D
Gex?
Title?
Oh, my Gex. God. I remember Gex. Oh, my God. I will never get that right.
Other question, which is a kind of whack one. Replacing Tiger Woods, which golfer became the new title athlete of the PGA Tour video game series?
Did they replace him eventually? I knew they had to.
In 2015.
That sex scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't hear who replaced him, so.
But it was in 2015. Well, if you knew who it was, you would know the answer to it.
I didn't.
But that's our questions for this one. If anyone knows the answer, drop it in the comments below on the YouTube video. Tell us in chat if you want. Tell us on Twitter.
Don't cheat.
But next episode, you can cheat if you want. I don't give a damn. But next episode, you know, we'll kind of reveal the answer. I'll put this up here so we remember that.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
These trivia questions are just fun to do, just to kind of expand our knowledge too. But yeah, other than that, as long as next week don't suck, we'll see you next week.
Don't forget, this is a Collision28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates of when the show starts. Instagram at Unfocused Podcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts. Or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!